Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornielsen, and you are listening to STEM Spots, and with me in the studio today is Callie Schoaf, and she is a student in the Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science at Missouri State University. Thanks for stopping by, Callie.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
So, Callie, you and I and a whole bunch of other people went on a trip recently, but before we talk about that, let's talk a little bit about yourself. How did you kind of find yourself in physics? I think it's a circuitous route.
Yeah, I took a different path than it seems most people did. I see a lot of people, they had physics experience in high school, calculus experience in high school. They fell in love with it then and then brought that into the university. I was actually very, very much into the arts. I was a vocal performance major for a whole year before this, but, you know, once you make that change, you don't go back.
Okay, fair enough. So you made the change and you jumped in feet first, and I can attest that that's true. So talk a little bit about this trip. You and I and 20-something other people got in a couple of vans and drove. So talk about the trip a little bit.
Yeah, 24 people in two vans that each held 12 people. Was a little cramped, but very well worth it once we got to our destinations. Houston for the Johnson Space Center and then Rice University. Both were incredible places to be. It was overwhelming.
Yeah, and I should mention a little bit about Houston. We'll talk about NASA first. Charlie Armstrong is a longstanding member of our advisory board and an MSU alum, and he worked at NASA Johnson Space Center for something like 36 years, and he is still down there, and he helped arrange this for us. So talk about the highlights, especially of the NASA day. We spent a whole day there, so talk about those highlights.
Yeah, every stop on our trip through the facilities just got more and more and more incredible. First we did the lunar rocks and the meteorites everywhere like that. You know, it was a very real, you could hold some of them in your hand, and holding it in your hand and knowing that that came from space, that was an odd feeling. Because you study things like that and then you really see them. Definitely my favorite was we got to go into Mission Control.
And we actually got to go inside.
Yeah, go inside of it. And then, you know, coming back out of that, we got to talk for a while with Anna Lee Fisher, and she was one of the most incredible people I've ever met. It was so inspiring to watch her, to listen to her talk about her experiences on the ground with NASA and in space with NASA. It was crazy. And the fact that she was the first mother in space, it's very inspiring to me, especially as a woman, that she isn't just the stereotypical STEM woman where you have to be a little more brash than your quote average woman or your average picture of femininity. She was just as feminine, just as badass as they come. She didn't compromise for anything. She was the first mother in space. People talk about when you become a mom, you got to take a step back from your career. She,
quite an incredible person. Yeah. Medical doctor, space shuttle astronaut.
It was amazing. Yes. She didn't compromise any part of herself. And that's great, because that's something I think that a lot of women in STEM struggle with. I definitely struggle with. I try to be a little more, quote, masculine to try to, you know, fit in and, you know, do well. I don't want people to see that
vulnerability.
Yeah, the femininity that people associate with weakness.
Yeah.
But that was her strength.
Yeah. No, that was awesome. She was quite wonderful. And to spend that much time with us was really quite amazing. She was with us for a couple of hours, which is very, very nice. So the next day we went to Rice University and we saw some stuff there. Talk a little bit about that.
The Rice University stuff was, you know, I'm the astronomy track, so NASA was definitely the holy grail for me. But Rice University was also fantastic. Going into the labs and seeing students working, PhD students, master's students, you know, I'm sure they get some undergrads in there in some capacity. That was crazy, because you see NASA, but you know that those people have degrees and they've been working there forever.
Right,
so it
right.
seems a little bit more inaccessible to you at the time.
Sure.
But going into Rice, I mean, that's something I could be doing in a couple years.
We did get to talk to the students at Rice. That was good. Do you think something like this was valuable? I mean, it was a lot of time and effort, and people went to a lot of trouble. From your talking to the other students and everything, what do you come away with?
Oh, this invaluable. There's nothing, I wouldn't spend a break any other way. You know, there's rest, and, you know,
we're all tired.
We're all exhausted, but every bit of it was worth it. I slept for 1 hour one of the nights.
Sure.
But I'd do it again. It was one of the most remarkable things that I've done in my college career so far.
Well, as anyone knows, that if you're in the sciences, a road trip is a valuable thing, and we try to take students on them whenever we can. You know, I hate to say this, but we are out of time, amazingly enough. So, Callie, I really appreciate you stopping by and talking with us.
Yeah, of course. I'd love to come again.
And once again, this is Dave Cornielsen for STEM Spots, signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.